USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The White House says there are no visitor logs from President Biden's personal residence in Delaware, the home where classified documents have been discovered. Even so, House Republicans continue demanding that the president turn over all information related to the documents. Former President Trump weighing in a post on Truth Social. Trump bragged that the files found at his Mar-a-Lago estate last summer were better protected than the ones found in Biden's home. Saying Martin Luther King Jr. showed a way forward, President Biden spoke at the National Action Network's MLK Day breakfast.
Dr. King's life and legacy, in my view, show us the way forward. We just have to look back. We got to be prepared.
He also explained how much his administration has done for minorities, including funding for historically black colleges and universities. More fears of floods and mudslides as California braces for another round of snow and rain. Some areas of the state have already received their annual rainfall in just the last 2 weeks. The next storm system likely to bring similar conditions, dumping some of the heaviest rains up to 4 inches between San Francisco and Los Angeles. The FAA is launching an investigation into a near-miss incident at JFK Airport in New York. It all began when a departing Delta flight taking off from a runway was forced to stop midway because of an American Airlines plane crossing the same runway. Brian Healy was one of the passengers on that Delta plane.
The whole incident took about 5 seconds at most. I used the word scream earlier. I would say more like a gasp. There was an audible reaction when the brakes first activated.
Delta called the incident a successful aborted takeoff procedure and said a full review is underway. A majority of chief economists anticipate a global recession this year. That's according to a survey released by the World Economic Forum as business and government leaders began to gather for its annual meeting. The percentage who consider a world recession extremely likely more than doubled since September to 18%. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Wild Card Weekend wrapping up right now with the Cowboys taking on the Buccaneers.
The Cowboys are paying a visit to Tom Brady, the Buccaneers, in the NFC Wild Card Round. Tampa hosts Dallas tonight. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on the Buccaneers coming in with plenty of playoff experience.
You know, this is a veteran football team that's played a lot of football, has played a lot of playoff football. So obviously division champ, former Super Bowl champ. So they obviously bring that to the table. But, you know, it's playoff football.
Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles and the team knowing how important this game is.
Because it's win or go home. You can't get up next Sunday if you lose this ball game and say, well, we can get it back next week and get better. So it's win or go home. There's urgency all over with every playoff team.
I'm Julio Flores.
There's been a big boost in the number of people going to NFL games. The Sports Business Journal reports regular season attendance jumped to a six-year high in 2022. The NFL saw an average crowd size of 69,500 fans. That surpasses pre-pandemic levels. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, marking Martin Luther King Jr. Day in its own way. The museum is offering a talking MLK bobblehead. It has King behind the podium and has several recorded clips of his famous I Have a Dream speech. You can order that bobblehead starting today at the museum's online store. Mexico is going after smokers, imposing some of the world's strictest anti-tobacco laws. New rules will ban smoking in public places. That includes hotels, beaches, and parks. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.